next stop,
rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello, hello.
And we are so happy to be joining you for another week, as now all of the parks have reopened, including Hollywood Studios and Epcot at Walt Disney World. So we'll get into that a little bit later, but we're going to run down what we know as of now of what is going on at the parks, updates, what they're requiring, what they're not requiring. And again, we're going to say this probably for weeks. Always double check the theme park official websites before you walk out the door, because we would hate for you to get there and not know something and, you know, you'd be turned away. Because it's a very fluid situation. Things are always changing from minute to minute. So always double check park hours, requirements, and all of that, capacity levels. And maybe you have to you might have to reserve your spot before you even go, which is very different from what we used, what we're used to. You know, a lot of us, especially here in Central Florida, if you got a pass to one of these parks, you wake up one day and you go, you know what? I want to go to Disney today. It's not as easy as that anymore. So we don't want you to get stuck. So always, always double check the official, because they don't call me. I've asked them to call me when they update something. They don't.
Right. So, we all wish.
Yeah. So just always double check their website for all that information. All right. So let's jump in. Legoland, no reservations required, but they are now requiring masks for all guests. Interesting.
Yeah, that's a brand new thing. I think it might honestly have something to do with their county.
Yes.
That's probably a big thing, because I'm not sure exactly the county they are in, but
I looked it up a couple shows ago and I've already forgotten.
All the different theme parks are in different counties. So it just depends on where they have to follow.
Right. And if you can hear keyboard.
I can.
Because I'm typing away.
A lot of the theme parks, it might feel like their own little world in there, but they still have to follow the rules too.
It is in Polk County. Oh, the gardens are owned by Polk County. So that to me says they're in Polk County. They're in Winter Haven, technically, not Orlando.
Right.
So I believe Winter Haven's Polk County. So
yes. And it's quite a far drive from like Universal and Disney.
Yeah.
If you plan on coming down and going to those parks, make sure to look at the maps to see how far they are, because I know that people, this is just like kind of off topic, but if you book a trip for Walt Disney World and you decide, oh, let's take a Uber or rent a car to Busch Gardens.
Oh, not close.
It's a little bit
2 hours.
it's far if you're not expecting it.
Right. So plan ahead, always. Busch Gardens, speaking of, reservations are needed. However, their summer nights are returning this weekend.
Right.
So Friday through Sundays, July 17th through August 16th, they'll have lasers. I always think of Dr. Evil. Lasers. Oh, yeah. a laser and fireworks show and extended hours. But you do need reservations for that park. So make sure you check that out. Friday, the 17th, they're open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, the 18th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday, July 19th, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's weird that we're talking July. Is it weird for you?
Right? No, it does feel weird. I can't believe in like 3 weeks it's August.
Right.
I was like, wait, what? Like less than 2 3 weeks. Actually, I think it's two and a half.
Starting to see the back to school sales. Mind-blowing.
Yes, it's weird.
Very, very weird. All right. SeaWorld. Michaela, you want to jump in?
SeaWorld. Yes. So I was kind of shocked about this, too. The Seven Seas Food Festival returns this weekend. So they brought it back again, and it's also going to be Friday through Sunday. Sounds familiar. Their sister park, Busch Gardens. With SeaWorld, it's going to happen between July 17th to August 9th. And they're going to focus on a cuisine each week from a different part of the world. So this weekend, they're focusing on the Mexican market. So
I'm in.
On their website.
Tacos. Right?
on their website, they have all the menus for all the weeks. I know that next weekend is Italian. So good to note.
I like any cuisine that has a lot of cheese.
Right, and carbs. I'm just like carbs and cheese. It's just okay. My thing.
On a complete tangent, you don't know my lunch was Tuesday?
What?
Leftover Chicago deep dish pizza slice and a grilled cheese sandwich. So I was carbo loading for some reason. I never left my couch or my desk on Tuesday, but I was carbo loading, preparing for something.
That's all right. That's all right. You could be like, you know, one day I'm going to run this off. Maybe.
One day. Maybe.
It's no judgment here. I've eaten like a lot the past couple of weeks, especially since visiting the parks.
Yeah, I really need Publix to stop putting their potato chips on sale.
I know today. Well, later in the show, I'll tell you what I'm doing tonight, but I bought a lot of stuff at Publix today for that. That's a little tease, like we say.
Tease in the business. That's what we call it.
So back to SeaWorld. They are going to be offering food for purchase with their festival starting at 11 a.m. each of those festival days, the Friday through Sunday within those dates. And they're offering food up until an hour before park closes. What I love about SeaWorld and Busch Gardens with the events in the summer is that they last at night where the sun goes down. So it's not the sun blazing. It's not as hot. It's still a little humid. So be prepared for that. You're not going to wear long sleeves and a jacket and pants, but it's a lot better than 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Oh, yes. And also a big thing, which I was happy that they're going to do, is that they were just going to do flicks and fireworks last weekend.
Right.
One weekend only. Yeah, it's a one weekend only. And then now they're offering it again this weekend.
Huh. Must have went well.
Right? So from what I see, it does not include a park as in the park admission. Like, you don't need to go into the park. It's an outside thing.
Right. That's what I understand too.
Yeah. So it's not, you don't go in the park for this, but it does cost extra. So let's say you spend the day at SeaWorld and then you want to do this, it costs extra. It's $50 per car, but if you're an annual pass holder, it's 20% off, which I think is a good little dent in there. And there's local food trucks, fireworks, and a movie each night. So they're doing it Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's movie is Surf's Up, and Sunday, one of my favorite animated movies, Madagascar.
The lemurs, isn't it?
The lemur and
the penguin.
The penguins are my favorite.
Like a drill
honestly.
Sergeant, right? Yeah. I love that movie.
Madagascar is just awesome.
It's a great movie. All right. Universal Orlando, no reservations still, which is kind of interesting. They're one of the few that's not reservations.
That actually, this is not official news. This is just me thinking, is that they might change that now that Disney World's open. Since Disney is a lot more parks and more people are going to be coming down, let's say, as the quote-unquote Disney trip, and then add a day at Universal. So I could see them having the attendance rise a little more because now that all the parks are open.
Yeah, so always double-check their website for updates because you never know if that will change. And they're celebrating Universal Orlando's 30th anniversary with 30 years, 30 fears merchandise. Universal Monsters, which I saw you post about the Peacock app, which is the streaming app, which is out now. They've got all those old school monster movies out, which I've never seen any of those. And I think I got to put that on my list to check out.
Yeah, I've never seen any of them. And Dominic is a huge fan. So I sent him the merchandise and he was like, uh-oh.
So it's like
our wallets.
So it's basically, I guess it's kind of like the Beetlejuice Graveyard Review Monsters, which I miss that show so much. It was once my dream to be in that show and be the Bride of Frankenstein.
Right? Her role was the best part of it all.
So cool. But yeah, Bride of Frankenstein, the Wolfman, Dracula. Couldn't remember anybody else. I think that was it.
I know who's not in it that is a part of the Universal Monsters, like the Invisible Man and the Creature from the Black Lagoon. So all those creatures are Universal Monsters, and
that's so cool.
They are on that merch. They have a lot of them, and I think they have like Killer Clowns from Outer Space. They have a lot of
other
movies that they're portraying on there, not just Universal Monsters. And their merch, you could buy it on their website, Universal Orlando. So
that
not just in the parks.
Question.
Yeah. So you don't even need to go to the parks to get it.
Okay. Well, I might have to look into that.
But one more thing I want to talk about Universal is the Pass Holder Appreciation Days. They announced them, and they are August 10th to September 30th, and they haven't announced anything specific yet, but I am really excited to see what they're going to do, because sometimes they do late night events, early morning events, special merchandise, all that jazz. So I'm intrigued to see what they're going to do. Nothing's announced yet. It's just going to be within those dates.
All right. Let's go to Walt Disney World. Reservations are needed. We've been talking about this for weeks. Annual pass merchandise discount goes to up to 30% off.
Yes.
What?
30.
But cannot buy and sell. What does that mean?
So this is where I'm getting at that. Last week I told you that Splash Mountain.
Oh, yes.
All that merchandise went like really fast. There's still some there, but a lot of that merchandise got bought up by annual pass holders during their preview days. Just wanted to let you know that if you're going to buy with your discount, you can't go on eBay and try selling the same item that cost you $60, $300 on eBay. So just letting you know, you don't want to get your annual pass taken away from you.
How do they know that though?
Sometimes I've heard that Disney has been the one to purchase it off of a person, and then they scan the item and they can figure out whose pass it was. So you don't want that happening.
No.
Okay. Imagine selling it and it's Disney that bought it and they revoke your pass.
Can you imagine being banned from Disney World? That would suck.
I mean, selling an item.
I don't know that they would ban you, but you know, whatever. I don't know what they would do, but
yeah, they could probably, I don't know.
Probably take away your discount.
Maybe take away your discount. That's smart.
So
you can't get it anymore.
Do you know if we can use the discount online or is it just in parks? I've never tried online.
I'm not sure about annual pass.
Yeah.
Online, but I mean, if you're signed into your My Disney Experience, it might be.
Yeah, and you guys can't see me, but Michaela can. I'm completely decked out in my Walt Disney World sweatshirt and my rose gold sequin Mickey ears, mini ears. I thought I'd dress up for the occasion because I miss it so much. But okay, so more annual pass park availability opens for July and August for Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, and Epcot. I saw that the other day too.
It dropped this morning.
Yeah.
But there was a long wait to get into the reservation system as an annual pass holder to reserve it. So I don't know what's left, but I know it's available. So if you want to double check.
Epcot Food and Wine Festival returned with inside booths, and you can find menus on the Disney World app. Oh my gosh, people make t-shirts for this thing where they drink around the world.
Right. So now you could see exactly what you want to eat, where you want to eat it. Make the plan, especially with the social distancing and making sure that you don't want to spend too much time walking around figuring out what you want to eat. You can figure it out beforehand and then find the rest areas to go and pop a squat and, you know.
You know how I love a good plan. Rise of the Resistance reopens with virtual queue.
Yikes.
And I saw your Insta story the other day where it was filled within seconds. Like literally seconds of 4 o'clock when you were trying to get your virtual pass or virtual queue in line.
And I wasn't even at the park. I was just looking to see how fast they went.
Right. And the queue opens up at 10 a.m., 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. and you can only get one per day. So double check your My Disney account and see, and I'm sure it'll walk you through it, but they are going fast. And it was interesting. Oh, yeah. I saw that you were looking at the wait times at rides yesterday, and that was really interesting. Like, they weren't too bad in most of the parks, but the highest wait times had to have been at Hollywood Studios for sure.
Oh, yes. They have limited capacity still at the parks, but they reached that.
Right.
That capacity.
Yeah, and I think it was like 65 minutes for the Mickey and Minnie ride. That just opened, and I think that was like the longest, but I don't think that includes the virtual queues for Rise of Resistance. I mean, you know, because it's a queue already, but the line, the longest line was the Mickey and Minnie train. So
someone, I don't know how credible this is, but I saw it on Twitter that they got the virtual queue at 4 p.m. and they didn't end up riding until an hour before the park closed.
Oh, wow.
So they waited like 3 hours, I want to say. Okay. To even get on the ride. But again, you're walking around the park, you go on other rides, you could eat, you could go back to your hotel, you could go to Disney Springs, you could do other things.
Right.
Just make sure not to miss that time to return.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Disney.
And a big tips, I should say, with if you're going to the parks, whether it's now, next year, whatever, if there's a virtual queue for anything, make sure to take off your Wi-Fi for Disney because it lags a lot. And a lot of the times, the people who snag the virtual queues within seconds, they are not on the Wi-Fi.
Oh. Okay.
So just putting that out there, like 5 minutes till, take off that Wi-Fi.
Smart. Good tip.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And then Disney will provide face shields to guests who are unable to wear a mask. Those guests needing the help should go to the guest relations at each individual park, right? Or whatever park you're at.
Yes. Okay. So for those guests. And then if you can't even walk through anywhere and you can't wear the mask, even through security, I would say send someone for you to go grab the face shield and go bring it to you.
Okay.
Because this is for people, not because, it bothers me a little. It's for people with health conditions.
Right. It's not because you're getting breakouts along the mask line, which I'm getting.
Yeah, same.
But, or you're worried about a tan line or sunburn line, you know, wear your sunscreen. It's for medical reasons. But that's nice that they're giving that option.
Right. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Walt Disney World Resort stay. Last week, you talked about your visit to the Magic Kingdom before it actually opened to the general public. So give us your quick rundown on what it was like at the theme park or the resort. And we actually recorded the episode last week with you in one of the hotel rooms.
Right. So last week, I was at the Bay Lake Tower Resort at the Contemporary. Fun. I actually didn't see many people at all. Honestly, when we got there, what's great about the Disney World app is that you can link your resort reservation. So with that being said, this was a deluxe resort. So if you don't have Magic Bands already linked to you, you could unlock your door with your phone. That's how simple it is. They send you a push notification telling you when your room is ready. And even before that, you check in online. So I checked in a couple of days before. Said I wanted to get there at 7 a.m. and they had the room ready at 7 a.m. And
awesome.
A push notification got sent with my room number. We got there, we parked, we unloaded, we went right to our room. Good thing we had Magic Bands. If you don't have Magic Bands, they had a desk available where you could pick up your Magic Bands, either the ones that you picked and mailed there, or they'll just give you some generic ones. And a big thing to tell you is that they're getting rid of free magic bands with your hotel stay very soon. So if you go soon, like within the next couple of months, make sure to get those free Magic Bands because I like free. And I don't know if you like free, but I like free and just get them for free.
I like free ones. I've been tempted on occasion to purchase one of the fancy ones. And then I talked myself out of it. Although I did see they have like pastel ones now at the store. I saw that. I was stalking you on social media last week.
Yes, those are gorgeous. I might have to get one. I'm not sure yet. Though. I have two that I love that I switch out.
Yeah.
And then the free ones from the resort, which are different colors that you can match with your outfits.
I know. I have a friend.
That's how many times I go.
I know. My friend tries to collect every color. It's crazy.
So get those Magic Bands. And if you're having any, there's still a front desk. So just because you're going to your room from your phone and unlocking your door doesn't mean that there's not people there at all times to answer any questions. There's just not as many. And they suggest you use your phone. With the room, everything was clean. I even went and wiped down everything when we got in. I didn't touch anything. I didn't take off my mask yet. I was wiping everything down, and I would look at the wipe, nothing. Literally, like, as if I didn't wipe anything down. That's how clean our room was. I went places that I didn't think that they would clean, you know, like that other hotels might not, where Disney has. They go the extra mile. And the remotes, they're cleaned after each use, and it's not out in the open air. They put a bag on them, and they put a sticker on it that says cleaned.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, before all of this, when I would go to a hotel room, I would take antibacterial cleaning wipes and wipe everything down.
Right.
But it's good to know that, and here's the thing, any hotel that wants to continue running during this whole thing, they're going to make sure they're clean. So these hotels are probably the cleanest they have ever been, parks and restaurants included, because they want to be able to stay open so that they can make money. So they're going to do everything to keep their guests safe.
Absolutely. And I felt very comfortable there. The only thing where I was like surprised about is, so they don't have housekeeping come in and clean your room every day. If you're there for a long amount of time, I think it's on the third day or the fourth day or something, they'll come and clean your room, change out your sheets, whatnot. But they actually, instead of cleaning our room, they knocked on the door and they opened the door and they just check on it. I guess they check on your room. And I was there actually getting ready for the podcast when they knocked on the door and they said, everything good? Do you need anything? And I said, no, I'm good. And they said, okay, let us know if you need anything. They had their mask on and everything.
You have to make your own bed now? Oh, boy.
I know. Well, you can, if you're comfortable with it and if you wanted, you could call up and ask them to do it. They're more than happy to do it.
Right.
But we just didn't ask. We didn't really need anything. We just hung up our own towels and used the same towels or the new ones that were still not used.
Right.
And then we also did visit the pool for like a brief moment because we just wanted to see how it was. I didn't feel 100% comfortable going in a pool. Like, we still are in a pandemic, so I was like, I don't know, everyone's with their face masks off. If you're in the pool area, you don't need one on. When you exit the pool area, you do need one. The pool was there, and all the seats were, the pool was there with families that were separated, and they weren't really close to each other. The slide was open, all that, and the chairs were 6 feet apart. If you come in and there's a chair that is cleaned, it will be in its back position, you know, those lounge chairs.
Yeah.
And then if you leave, you have to pull up the chair, the back of it, to go down to tell them that it needs to be cleaned.
All makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Right. So it was nice to see those measurements. I didn't feel 100% comfortable. That's just me, but it did seem like a lot of thought was put into it. And that's great to know. They also have a community hall where you could rent games, rent movies, watch movies in there, but they pretty much had it empty. Everything was behind the counter, mm-hmm. and the people there had their face masks on and were really, really sanitary. I saw them every time I walked in there three times, they were wiping things down.
Yeah.
They're just constantly wiping things down. And I thought that was very comforting. And one last thing with resorts. Well, I have two things, actually. One thing doesn't have to do with my resort, but has to do with resorts in general. But with my resort in particular, they have movie nights. It's usually every night. You'll have to check the calendar when you get to your resort. But they have movies out on the lawn, which I love because it's out in the open space.
Yeah.
You're 6 feet apart. I love the Goofy movie, so if they're playing the Goofy movie, I'm there watching it. I think it's a great little getaway from the parks, but still a hint of Disney. The thing that I wanted to say, to round out my thing of my resort, it was a wonderful stay. Awesome. Couldn't think of a better way to go to a hotel during a pandemic because they really took care of you and they weren't having a congested lobby and hallways and pools. It was very nice and neat. And with the Bay Lake Tower, they do have a walkway to the Contemporary and the fifth floor. So you could see the castle and you could actually take the monorail over. And there's a walkway from Bay Lake to the Magic Kingdom. So that's why I love to stay there. Now, this has nothing to do with Bay Lake in particular, but staying at the resorts at Magic Kingdom for the time being, as all this new stuff is going on, that there was a very limited on what to eat, because when we went, all the parks weren't open. They were still just in previews. So their only transportation was to Disney Springs. So we wanted to go to Beaches and Cream at the boardwalk, or at Beach Club. It's near the boardwalk. We took a bus from our resort to Disney Springs because we didn't want to drive our own car. And then we took a bus from Disney Springs to Beach Club. They were running late on dinner because they're only seating a certain amount of people at dinner to not congest the area. To our surprise, when we got out, it was after Disney Springs had closed, but it was only like 15 minutes after. It was 10:15. We thought, okay, maybe we can still catch a bus. We go to the bus station stop, and they're only dropping off from Disney Springs. They were not picking up. And so we spoke to someone at the front desk at the Beach Club, and they said, the only bet is to order a taxi. I was in shock, because every time that they stopped transportation, which usually in before the pandemic, transportation's offered until like 1, 2 a.m. in Disney World. So when they told me I had to get a taxi, I never heard a cast member tell me I had to get a taxi. I was scared. Honestly, I was like, I'm stranded in Disney. I can't go anywhere. Dominic's like, calm down. We're going to get an Uber, but we're going to be very smart about this. Like, we don't want to be like around anything and the call, like getting anything. So my heart is like pounding at this point, because I'm like, I can't believe I have to get a rideshare. So just to learn, I'm not blaming Disney, because they are putting these precautions in, and they can't put their own cast members at risk and keep them longer. So if you're going to Disney, plan properly and make sure you're asking about this transportation. Because if you have a car, I would say just drive it. I would say just drive everywhere, because that was our mistake. We should have driven. But just to put it out there, if you're flying in and you don't have any transportation, make sure you're within those windows, because if not, you might actually have to get into a stranger's car to get from one place to the other. When we went, it wasn't too bad, because we had just seen her wipe everything down when we got there, and she had all the windows down, and it was great. So that was our trip. Something to put into note, that don't be like us. Plan ahead. And if they're running late, just leave. Honestly, if they're running late, just leave and go back to your hotel.
Okay, well, that's a good tip. I mean,
right.
Yeah. And yeah, just always double check, because the transportation may not always be what you think it's going to be, like it has in the
past.
It's
free. It's free. It's not going to be around your schedule.
Right. Yeah. All right. So thank you for sharing your stay.
Absolutely.
It's all very good information. Let's get into our theme park tip. And I love how you put this in our notes.
Hey, I love this.
I'll let you give the theme park tip, and then we'll wrap up the show.
So my multiple times going to the theme parks because of the pandemic, got to wear that mask. It's very hot, especially in Florida. You can get free cups of ice water around any of the parks. When you get it, pop an ice in your mouth, like a big piece of ice, put your mask back on. And when you breathe, I'm telling you this, it's your own AC in your mask. You're so cooled off.
You're
it's
brilliant.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
You're brilliant, Michaela. Oh my gosh. I love it. It cools off your face and it cools off your body. So
honestly, the best thing would just put a mint in your mouth first, right before you finish eating, and then put the ice in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a minty fresh. Oh, it's amazing. Nice. I just thinking about how awesome it was to just put ice in your mouth.
The little things in the year of 2020, right? Oh, before you go, what are you doing tonight?
I'm going to the parking lot social at Raymond James Stadium. They have events going on all this weekend. And tonight, they're showing my favorite movie, Back to the Future 2. And I plan to eat a lot of food that they have there, which is local food trucks. And I brought some of my stuff that I told you guys before about Publix having that sale.
Nice.
I needed to. And so yeah. I'm excited to have an 80s night. They have a DJ. We're going to have a good night tonight.
All right. Well, Michaela, thank you so much for all of your information.
And absolutely.
We thank you all for joining us for another edition of Theme Parks and Rec. And we will catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.